So now we're going to start Menachot, Daf Vav. We're going to start back, though, because we can't really start in the middle here. We're going to start back at Hey Amabet at the two dots. It's closer to the top of the page, but toward the middle. Two dots in the middle of the, almost the middle of the page. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishuhu Omer Min HaBakar. These are from the Psukim in the very beginning of Vayikra, okay, where there's a repetition of terms, okay? Right, we're in... Okay, so the very beginning of Vayikra says, Vayikra Moshe v'idaber Hashem elav me'o moed le'mor, deber o b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'Hashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon, takriv et korbanchem. Already we have behema, bakar, and tzon. So the Gemara Darshan, there's a drashot on that. This comes to exclude various things. And then, after all those exclusions, it then says, im ola korbano mina bakar, and if it's from the bakar, zachar tamim yakrivenu. Okay, so now again it says, if it's mina bakar, then it's going to go im natzon. Now one could say this is just sections, okay? So it's going to say, there's the behema, then there's the bakar and the tzon, and then it's going to say, if it's from the bakar and if it's from the tzon. But the Gemara likes to darshan these things, and they basically, or the mitrashei halacha, and they say it's not just that this is setting up an order or a hierarchy, but it's saying, no, these extra words, these really are somewhat extra, we can darshan them. So this bright is going to darshan that min habakar. When it says mina bakar lamata, lamata means in the last verse, because the first verse already you said mina bakar, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon, that we darshan for other things, to exclude other things. What's this coming to exclude? She'ein tamud lamar ele lo tziyat ha-trefa. Okay, we're going to deal a lot with the trefa today. This is coming to exclude a trefa. You can't bring an animal that's going to die within the next 12 months, right, which we've talked about. Regular shchita, right? You can't, if you shecht an animal that's a treifa, it's not kosher. That's why we always, right, we use the word treif is not kosher. But really it means, this is an animal that's sick, it's going to die, and we're going to exclude it. We can't bring it on the mizbech. So now they're going to say, why do you need a pasuk for this? V'halodinu, isn't it just logical? Uma bal mum shemuteret lehedyot asura legavoha. Okay, we're going to have a lot of these, okay, so we'll get the idea straight. There's things, the baal mum is mutar, a regular person can sheft an animal that's a baal mum, right, if he's not bringing it as a sacrifice. And yet, it's forbidden, la gavoa, you can't put a baal mum on the mizbech. By the way, there's going to be a lot of crossover here between today's daf and the end of Zbachim. You can't bring it on the mizbech. Ein din shasura, so therefore, sorry, a trefa shasura lehedyot, so a trefa which a hedyot can't even eat. Now, a hedyot can eat a baal mum, an animal that has a mum, and yet he can't bring it to on the altar. So of course, a trefa which he can't eat, all the more so, if a regular person can't eat it, all the more so, it's going to be asura legavoa. So what do they say? Oh no, if you want to make that kal v'chomer, I can tell you why that kal v'chomer wouldn't work. So let's just get our structure. Our structure is, we're right in the middle of Hey Amabet. Our structure is, we want to say, you learn that a trefa can't go on the mizbech because of a pasuk. Then they say, but wait a minute, why do you need a pasuk? Shouldn't it just be a kal v'chomer? So now we're going to try to knock out the kal v'chomer by saying that's not a good kal v'chomer, and that's why you need the pasuk. However, they're not going to be very successful in knocking out the kal v'chomer. Okay, so they're going to try to. They're going to say, chelev v'dam yochichu. Chelev v'dam will show that you can't make this kal v'chomer, because why? Asurin lehedyot umutarim legavoah. Not all things that are forbidden to hedyotot, like a trefa, are forbidden legavoah. Here we have two examples. Chelev, the fats, and the blood. Right, here's classic. The blood, which is so forbidden for a person to eat, and yet that's dafka, what we pour on the mizbech. So they're saying, I actually read when I was looking up the Farshim, when I was looking at the Chizkuni, I think it's the Chizkuni, also talks about the dam, and or someone else I saw this morning said it, that the dam, because right after it talks about the korbanot, it says you can't eat the dam. So they say you might have thought you could eat the dam in a regular korban. Why? Because if you're pouring the blood on the mizbeach, that shows the dam is so important. So if you're just sacrificing a regular animal, maybe you could eat the dam. Right? In other words, it's that same concept here about something that's asur, you would think would be asur, right? But yet, here we have something that's mutar legavoa, right? That's the key thing, and yet a person can't eat it. So here we're going the reverse direction, which is, even though it's forbidden for a hedyot, you might have thought, right? And yet, you can bring it legavoa, so maybe a trefa would be the same. A chelav also, the chelav gets burned, right? The blood gets poured, the chelav gets burned. Both of those things are mutarim legavoa, even though they're asurim lehedyot. So wouldn't you think that? So they say, no, Malachi Levadam, Shekem Ba'im Michlal Heter. Those things come from an animal that's good. The chelav and the dam of an animal get burned when and burned and poured if the animal's a good animal. But a treifa, the whole animal was problematic to begin with. So you can't take those things, you can't compare those two. Tomar b'treifa, shekula asura, right? In a treifa, the whole animal is problematic. Velote muteret legavo, and therefore you wouldn't think it's muteret legavo. So that one didn't work to knock out the kal v'chomer. Next one. Malika tochiach, shekula isur. Okay, malika, we have, right? The whole animal is forbidden if you do malika on an animal outside the mikdash. And it's yet, it's asura lehedyot umuteret legavoa, right? It's another case where it's problematic for a regular person, like treifa. Yet, malika is allowed legavoa. So they say, no, mala malika sheken kedushata osarta. What makes it sanctified is what forbids it. The malika is what makes it sanctified. And the malika is dafka what's forbidden outside the mikdash. So you can't use that as a good example either. Okay, so therefore we knock out our two things, right? Masha enke betrefa, she enke dushata or sarta. A trefa is problematic on its own. It's not the act that sanctifies it is the act that forbids it, the malika itself. No, a trefa is just problematic on its own. Okay, so therefore they had, again, the structure was, we had a pasuk to learn, trefa can't go on the mizbeach. Then we said, but can't you just learn it from a kavachomer from Baal Mum? We tried to say, oh no, there's no good kavachomer, but we didn't succeed. There is a good kavachomer because nothing worked to knock it out. And then you can look at the chart. I charted it on the first chart of the page. That was the Braita. Okay, this is all the Braita. The Braita now continues with a very strange line. It then says, v'im heshavta, and if you could knock out the kavachomer, even though we just said you couldn't, okay, and that's why the Gemara is going to have a big question about what could you have said? Didn't we just try all these things and it didn't work? Okay? And if you want to knock it out, well then, kishuomer mina bakar lamata, right? Going back to the beginning of the Braita, when it says mina bakar in that second pasuk in Vayikra, she'ein tamud lamar lo tzieta treva. Okay? So they're basically saying, the reason why mina bakar is said is to tell you, no treva. In other words, there's a drasha just in case you could knock out the kavachomer, even though the Braita wasn't successful in knocking it out. Okay, quite strange. So now the Gemara asks, Ma im heshavta? What could you have possibly said against this? Okay, so now if you look at the chart just to kind of see, we're going to have five potential answers here of ways you could have knocked it out that are going to be very similar to the ways they tried in the Braita. None of them are going to be successful. If you see, they all get knocked out for the same reason. You can see from the chart already. And then, right, these are all going to be cases where they're forbidden to the hedyot, like the treifa, and yet they're mutar legavoa. Okay, so even though they're forbidden to a regular person, they're still allowed on the mizbech, and that's where we're going to try to bring them to knock it out. But in each of the cases, we're going to answer that's its mitzvah. In other words, treifa is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to bring a treifa on the mizbech. All those cases, that's the mitzvah, okay? That's the way you do the mitzvah, and that's therefore they're going to be knocked out. And then the sixth answer is going to be Rav Ashi, and he's going to come and say the whole premise of the kavachomer is wrong. Okay, so I want to show you the differences. One is to say we can knock out the kavachomer because we can bring another case that could show that even though it's mutar, even though it's asur lehedyot, it's mutar legavoa. But then he's going to come and say, where are you even going off making a kavachomer between Baal Mum and Trefa, and we'll see where he goes. He's going to also have some problems with his, but in the end, we're going to have an answer after that. Okay, so, Mayim Eshavta, Amarav. Mishum de'ika le'meimar mincha ta'omer tochiach. We can learn it from the mincha ta'omer. Shasura lehedyod umuteret legavoa. What's the mincha ta'omer? We take it from the new crop, right? The new wheat. Chadash. Chadash is asur, but you're allowed to bring it, right? And then you eat it, right? The mincha part.
Probably not wheat, it's barley.
Sorry, barley, you're right. My mistake. I was thinking, right? Is it? Okay, thank you. It's the only one that's barley, exactly. It's got that unique aspect, exactly. So thank you for correcting me. So the minchata omer tochiach, she'asura lehedyot umuteret legavoa. You're not allowed to eat it, the chadash, until you bring the mincha, right? But it's muteret legavoa. You can bring it on the mizbeach before chadash is allowed. So there you see. So they say, no, ma le minchata omer shekem materet chadash. No, but it itself is matir chadash, and that's why you're allowed to. So they say, what about b'shvi'it? That it's not matir chadash, because it's not allowed at all, because you're not allowed to grow anything. So they say, no, shvi'it nami shekem materet svichim b'shvi'it. On shvi'it also, the mincha does matir something. What is it matir? things that grow on their own, wild. Things grow in the wild, it also matters anything that grew in it. You're not allowed to plant things, but things that grew, it matters. Ki Rabbi Akiva, da'amar svichin asurim b'shvit. Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva only. Some people say svichin and mutarim. But if you say they're asurim, then we say that, it goes like this. They're trying to find a case where the Mincha de Omer is matir something. Because if it's matir something, then we can say, oh, well, then that's not a good kavachomer. So they're going to say, oh, it's matir chadash. But then they say, no, you could say maybe b'shvi'it when it's not matir anything, and then you can have your kavachomer. They say, no, because on shvi'it, it's still matir svichin. So they say, you could say like Rabbi Akiva, who holds the svichin irasurim, and then you can't eat the svichin, and then you, the korban omer, the minchad omer, is not matir anything. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you can knock this out. Because chadash in chutz la'aretz on shmita year, there's no shmita in chutz la'aretz, so it's matir the chadash in chutz la'aretz. Bafilu lamanda amar chadash b'chutz la'aretz labdoraita, there's machloket, is chadash in chutz la'aretz. Right. Midoraita or midorabanan. So they say, even if you say it's not doraita, you could say shekem ba lahatir lav shebetocha. Even if it doesn't allow anything, you could say that by sacrificing the mincha, it allows the mincha to be sacrificed. And maybe it doesn't allow anybody to eat anything. Okay? But it does allow it to be sacrificed. The mincha itself matirs itself, because the mincha ha'omer is a matir. Right? It's something that permits other things. So therefore, that's not a good kavachomer. And then they say, okay, so Amar le Rav Acha midifti le Ravina ihachi trefa nami takri v'tatir lav shebetocha. So if you're going to say that it matirs itself, why don't you say that the trefa itself, by bringing it on the mizbeach, matirs the trefa? You could say the same thing. So therefore, they knock out that answer. Ela parichachi. This is really the way to knock out the kavachomer. Ma le minchata omer shekei mitzvah tabakach. The whole mitzvah is to take the omer and sacrifice it on the mizbeach. So of course it's allowed the gavoa. It's allowed the gavoa because that's the way you do the mitzvah. But there's no such mitzvah of a trefa. You follow? There's no comparison. And that's going to be, like I said, the final answer in all these cases is going to be mitzvah tabakach. The mitzvah of this item is doing it like this. There's a special mitzvah to do it. So once God says you're supposed to do it, you do it, even though you might say, well, this is Asur Lehedyot, why should we allow it Legavoa? Well, it's because God said, okay? Rish Lakish, so now we have the second answer. Rish Lakish amar mishum de'ika lememar mifatem haktoret yochiach. The person who mixes the pitum, the incense, the mixing of the incense, the person who does it will prove. Sha'asur Lehedyot umutar Legavoa. Okay, because that's forbidden Lehedyot and it's mutar Legavoa. So before I even explain this, the Gemara question is mifatem gavrahu. The mifatem aktoret is a person, right? He's the person who mixes it. That can't be what you mean. Ela pitum aktoret yochiach. Okay, the pitum aktoret will prove it. What's the pitum aktoret? It's the way you mix the spices. And it says in the pasuk, I wrote it down for myself. I lost it. Okay. Anyway, it says in the pasuk that I don't remember where the pasuk is, but it says that that's the way you. That's the way you mix it, okay? That you can mix it only for this. You're not allowed to mix those spices unless you're doing it for the ketoret, okay? It's forbidden to mix the spices in the same way. So that's what they're saying. The pita maktoret is forbidden to mix for a hedyot. A regular person can't mix them. You can only mix them for the mikdash. So that would be a good proof. So again, they're going to say, malapitum aktoret shekei mitzvato b'kach. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to mix it this way. So therefore, again, you can't compare that to treif. Mar berid ravina amar, mishum de'ika lememar shabbat tochiach. Shabbat will prove. Dasura lehedyot. You can't do malacha on Shabbat. Umuteret legavah, but you can do malacha in the mikdash. You can burn you can bring all the sacrifices on Shabbat. So they say again, well, not yet. First, they're going to suggest other things. Mal shabbat shekeinu trami klala etzel hedyot b'milah. But there's other cases where we're doches Shabbat, like in a Brit Milah. Brit Milah allows us to be doches Shabbat. So since there's other cases where we allow, but we never allow a treifa, maybe we could say for that reason. So they say, atu milah tzorech hedyotu. What? You're going to say that it's mutar for a hedyot, for Brit Milah? That's for a hedyot? Milah mitzvahi. That's a mitzvah. It's allowed for the purposes of a mitzvah, not hedyot is usually for something regular, right? Not for any, you can't just matir Shabbat for any regular reason. Ella Mala Shabbat Shekhem Tzvata B'kach. So then they're going to say, okay, forget that one. Let's knock it out because on Shabbat, you have to do the Korbanot on Shabbat. It tells you in the Torah, you have to bring these sacrifices. Of course, you can be Docha Shabbat for sacrifices. Rav Adabar Ava Omer. Okay, we're now on the third and the fourth answer. Okay, we tried Minchata Omer, Pitu Maktorah, Shabbat. Now we're on Kilayim. Mishum Di'ika Lememar Kilayim Tochiach Shasurim Lehediyot. You can't wear a beged with wool and linen mixed together. Umutarin legavoa, the avnate of the Kohen was made of kilayim. Mala kilayim shekenu tru michalan etzel hediyot betzitzit. But wait, there's another case where a regular person can wear kilayim. That's tzitzit. They're also kilayim. Atu tzitzit tzorach hediyot. Again, we're going to say like with the brit milah, what that's tzorach hediyot? That's mitzvah. So malakila ela malakilaim shemitzvah tovakach. Ah, but the whole mitzvah, right, it says to wake the avnet of the Kohen, you have to make it with these materials, so therefore it's obvious that you're allowed to only because it's a mitzvah, but it never says about a treifa that there's a mitzvah to sacrifice a treifa. Next answer, final answer of this type. Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi Amar Mishum Di'ika Lememar Lehader Dina Vitite B'mehatzad. Ah, what, look back at the first braita. The braita we saw in the beginning, and these are all Amoraim giving answers, but the first braita gave two possibilities, Chelev and Dam and Malika. And each one had a different reason why it didn't work. But we know in the world of Kavachomers, what can you do? You can put them together and say, oh, but the least common denominator is this. Each one knocks out its own unique chumrah, because that's obviously not the one that allows it. And that's obviously not the one that allows it, because look at the other one. So he says, why don't you take those two answers that the Braita brought, those two questions that got knocked out. Vatiti b'matzad, use the common denominator between the two. Mala malika shekein kedushatah u'sartah, chele v'dam yochichu. We can knock out that uniqueness of malika, the kedushatah u'sartah, by saying chele v'dam will prove that that's not the issue. Umala chede allows it to be sacrificed. V'mala chele v'dam shekein ba'im b'chlal heter, that they come from a good animal. Malika tochiach, right, that will prove that that's not the case. B'chazaradin, lo rizekiri ze, v'lo rizekiri ze, atzada shaveshaban, right? Each one knocks out the other. And what's the common denominator? Shasurin lehedyotim, mutarin lekavoa, right? In the end, what do you have? You have two basic cases of, they're both forbidden lehedyot, and yet mutarin lekavoa. So why don't we say, afani avitrefa, afopi shasurin lehedyot, tehe mutarit lekavoa. So they say, there you have it, okay? And then we can prove it. But again, we're going to knock this out. Because Mala Tzad HaShaveshaban, remember, what was this all trying to say? If we could learn it, we were trying to find out when the Braita said, the Ime Shavta, and if you were to knock it out, I would tell you this. All right, that's why we need a Pasuk, because we wouldn't have the Kavachomer. How could we knock it out? Oh, we can knock it out from the combination of those two. And we could say, look, this proves that it should be Mutar L'Gavoah. So now they say no, because Mala Tzad HaShaveshaban, Shekem Mitzvata B'kach. Ah, we're going to say in the end, right? Chelev and Dam, that's a mitzvah. Right? You have to burn the Chelev and pour the Dam. That's exactly the mitzvah of the Korban, part of the mitzvot. And Malika is the way you're commanded to do the slaughtering of the birds. So again, we can knock them out by saying that's not a good answer. Mitzvata B'kach. Ella, okay, so therefore, we have five attempts to try to say, here we have five cases where they're mutar. They're asur to hediyot, and yet mutar legavoa. However, we said that in all those cases, there was a special mitzvah to do them that way, legavoa, and therefore they're allowed, which wouldn't apply to treifa. So we're still stuck with, how could you possibly knock out this kavachomer? Ella amar Rav Ashi. Remember the kavachomer? The kavachomer was from the baal mum. The baal mum is mutar to a hediyot, and yet it's asur legavoa, right? A mum, which sounds like a bad thing, yet a regular person can have it, and it's still forbidden on the Mizbeach. So the treifa, which isn't even allowed to a regular person because the animal's not good, right? Of course we're not going to allow it on the Mizbeach. So Amar Vashi, Mishum de'ika lememar me'ikara de'dina pircha. We could say that the ikar of the kavachomer is problematic. And it's here we try to give other examples instead. But now we say maybe the whole thing is problematic. Mehecha kamaiti lami balmum. How could you even try to learn it from a balmum? Baal mum has its own unique chumr. What's a chumr of a baal mum that's not true about a treifa? This is an interesting one. Mala baal mum sheken asabo makrivin ki krevin. A mum is a problem both in the animal itself, the krevin, and also in the makrivin, the person who sacrifices it. A kohen baal mum can't do the avoda. Now, what if a kohen's a treifa? Can he do the avoda if he's going to die within 12 months? Sure. We never saw any problem with a kohen who's a treifa. Okay, that's not, okay, so therefore we're going to say, right? Balmum is asabo makrivin ki krevim. But there's no issue with a Kohen who maybe, you know, who's a trefa, who's going to die within 12 months. He's not called a balmum, and he's not problematic, okay? He's not forbidden to do the avoda. So in trefa, right? Well, no, you're right. It would be that there's something in him that you would have to know. That's why it's a little similar to a balmum. I don't know why I wouldn't call him a balmum, but I guess a balmum are particular things on his body, right? They're more, I think, visual things, whereas a trefa could be something internal. So anyway, since it doesn't have that element of the balmum, what can you say? That's why the mum can't go on the mizbech. But a trefa maybe could, because a trefa is not as chamor as a balmum, because the makrivim are not like the krevim. So Amar le Rav Acha Saba le Rav Ashi Yotzei Dofen Yochiach. So comes Rav Acha Saba and he says to Rav Ashi, that's not a good proof, because if you want to knock out the kavachomer from the balmum by saying that, you could instead replace it with a Yotzei Dofen. What's a Yotzei Dofen? That's an animal that's born by C-section. Shelo Asabo Makrivin Ki Krevin. Right. If a person, right? Here's an even more absurd thought: a Kohen who was born by cesarean birth. So we're going to say that he can, of course he could do the avoda, right? There's no issue there. Okay, and therefore, lo asabo makrivin ki krevim. You remember, an animal is a yotzei dofen, can't be brought on the mizbech.
But they can't have a pidyon
aben. They can't have a pidyon aben, it's true. But that's not a Kohen. That's someone who's not a Kohen. Right, not if he's a Kohen. Right. Then, yeah. There is a certain element of a yotzei dofen that's different, but that's only because they weren't going to be a bechor in the time of the bechorim. Anyway. So yotzei dofen yochiach shelo asabo makrivin ki krevin, and yet it's mutar lehedyov asur legavah. So why don't you say, let's replace the balmum with the yotzei dofen? A yotzei dofen has the same level of krevim, makrivim or not krevim, and it's mutar. It's asur mutar lehedyov, and yet asur legavah. So the trefa, which is asur lehedyov, of course it's going to be asur legavah. So why don't we replace it with that, and then we'll have a kavachomer. Meaning that this isn't a good way to say, oh, this is a good way to knock out the kavachomer. We're back to the kavachomer. So you could say no, okay, mutar lehedyov asur legavah. No, because again, yotzei dofen has a unique chumra. Okay, we're at the bottom chart on the sheet. Mali yotzei dofen shekein ein yo kadosh bebechora. Okay, yotzei dofen is not, when you have a bechor of an animal, a yotzei dofen is not going to be kadosh. But a balmum yochiach. Mala balmum shekein asabo makrivin ki krevim yotzei dofen yochiach. Here we're going to say, okay, so now we're going to say, so first we say it's eino kadosh bebechora, but then we're going to say no, because balmum yochiach, that's not a chumra, that's a relevant one. Because mala balmum shekein asabo makrivin ki krevim yotzei dofen yochiach v'chazar adin lo rizeh ki rizeh v'lo rizeh ki rizeh atzad ha-shaveh shavehen. Again, we're going to say, and as we tried to say maybe the yotzei dofen, we said no, but that's eino kadosh b'b'chora, whereas a trefa could be kadosh because it became a trefa later. So now we're going to say, but now take yotzei dofen and balmum together, and we can learn it from there. Because we could say, right, each one's going to knock out the chumra of the other. One is eino kadosh b'b'chor, and the other is asaba makrivin ki krevin. But hatzada sheveshaben shemutarim lehedyov asurim legavah. But the unique common denominator about both of them is they're both allowed for hedyot, and they're both asurim legavah. V'koshken trefa shasura lehedyot, asura legavah. And therefore, the trefa, all the more so, if it's asura lehedyot, should be asura legavah. Mala tzada sheveshaben, but now they knock it out, and they say, no. Mala tzada sheveshaben shekein lohu trumi klalan. Okay, now he's going to knock this out and say no, because those are both unique, that they're never allowed, and a trefa is allowed in a particular case. So now we're going to have to figure out what case is it utar michlala. Amar le Rav Acha bered Rav le Rav Ashi. Trefa shu utar michlala maihi. Okay, in the end, we're going to knock it out and say there is no such case as a trefa shu utar michlala, and that's why if you look in the chart, I crossed it out. First, they tried to bring it as a rejection, but they reject it. But let's see. We're going to have two attempts to try to say, where is a trefa utar michlala? Ilem a malika de olata of. Okay, when you do malika, what happens? First, they break the vertebrae of the bird. Then he does the two simanim of the kana and the veshet. So when they break the vertebrae of the bird turns into a trefa. So before it's actually shechted, so to speak, even though there's no shchita, but shchita is knocking out the kana and the veshet, the esophagus and the trachea. So before that happens, the animal becomes a trefa. So malika is always done on a trefa. So in here you see there's a case where trefa is hutar in a case of malika. Okay? So therefore, ilem malika de olata of ligavoa bamum nami baofot ishtiruye ishtere. But a bal mum is also allowed in birds. Remember? We said a bal mum, there's no problem of mum by birds. Tamut uscharut behema, ve'ein tamut uscharut be'ofot. There's no issue of, it has to be a zachar and an olata of, right? The ola is always a zachar, but not in a bird. And there's no issue of tamim. It doesn't have to be tamim in a bird, okay? So therefore, you can't use that example. Ella malika de chatara of lekohanim. You could say, what about the fact that malika, we allow a case of malika, we just said is a trefa, and yet we allow the kohanim to eat it. So here you see a case of trefa that's allowed. So they say no, because kohanim is shulchan gavoa kazachu. In other words, this all belongs to God, and it's like the kohanim get to eat from God's food, and you can't bring that as an example, because you could say the mum is the same thing. We're going to basically say, no, that doesn't apply. Okay, so therefore, we're left with no good explanation of what's this imhe shavta to the kavachomer. Ela parechachi. This is the way you're going to knock it down. Finally, we're going to have, this is going to be our seventh answer. Mala hatzana shavesha behen. Okay, it's really part of this earlier answer, which is the balmum connected with the yotzei dofen. And what are we going to say? The two things have something unique. That's a chumrah. Okay, what do they have? Mala hatzana shavesha behen shekein muman nikar. Tomar betreifa shekein ein muman nikar. Mishum hachi itzrich kra. Ah, now we finally conclude and we say, what's the unique common denominator between these two things? That there a balmum and of yotzei dofen is noticeable. Everybody sees, okay, the assumption is yotzei dofen, it's not really noticeable on the animal itself, but it's noticeable when it's born, something everyone can see. But a trefa is usually internal, and it's not noticeable. So you might have thought, what? A balmum and a yotzei dofen, that are nikar, their psul is nikar, we're not going to allow them on the mizbeach, even though the mutar lehedyot, they're asur on the mizbeach. But maybe a trefa, even though it's a sort of head yoke, maybe we'd allow it legavoa because it doesn't have this problem that mumonikar. Okay? And therefore, you need the pasuk minabakar to exclude that case. Okay. Now, one last thing on this before we get to the next Mishnah, which is they're now going to say, wait a minute. Trefa mehacha nafka? We're going to learn it from the pasuk minabakar? Don't we learn it? And now they're going to bring two other pasukim where we can learn that trefa is no good. Mehatam nafka. Mimashke Yisrael. Okay, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, where he talks about that the korbanot are mimashkei Yisrael, which means min hamutar li Yisrael. It has to be something that a Jew can, there it was, the Jew can drink, but it means even something a Jew can consume in any way, which means that you can't bring it from something that's a trefa, that a Jew can't consume. And mikol asher ya'avor tachat hashevet, okay, it can only be from someone who can go under the shevet. What's that? That's maser behema. They would pass the animals, right? This is a reference to, we have this in our Rosh Hashanah davening, in the Tana Tokef, right? That mavir tzono tachat shivto, right? That God is like letting us pass like the sheep going by. So here, how would they do the maser behema? Only an animal that can pass through the shevet, but they wouldn't allow trefot. If the animal was a trefot, you wouldn't go under the shevet. So don't we learn it from there? Nafka, doesn't it come from that pasuk? Prat l'trefa she'ena overet, right, that it excludes a trefa that can't go under the shevet. So they say, why do you need all these three psukim? You need them because of this. Tzrichei. Di'imi mashkei Yisrael havamina lemiute hecha delo haita l'shat kosher, shat kosher. That would only exclude something that was never good. But if it became a trefa later in life, maybe it would be included, because it was at some point a mashkei Yisrael. Dumia de orla v'kilei akerem, right? That it would only forbid things that are like orla v'kilei akerem that were forbidden from the very beginning. Aval haitala shata kosher, ematit kasher, but you might have thought if it was okay when it was born, and that would exclude only an animal that was born as a trefa. But if it was okay for a while and then became a trefa, maybe you would think you'd be allowed to bring it. Therefore, katav rachmana kol asher yavor, because kol asher yavor means, right? That's once the animal's born and then becomes a trefa, he still wouldn't be allowed to go under. So that would exclude that. That would be a case, let's say he goes under the shevet, he's fine, but then he becomes trefa later. So you might think, let's say you were magdish the animal, right? It was nitrefa, right? That only if it was nitrefa, and then you were magdish. But what if, right, dumia demaser, aval hikdisha ulevasof nitrefa, what if you designated it for korban, and then it became a trefa, debi'ina da'akdashe havachazia, but at the time you were magdish, maybe it was okay, maybe you think then you could bring it on the mizbeach, because that would be like, yavor tachat hasheva, well, it went tachat hasheva, it was okay. Ematit kasher, you would think it would be okay. Katzav rachmana mina bakar, that's why it says mina bakar, meaning at the time it's sacrificed, it has to be in good shape. Shriche. Okay, and that's why you need all three psukim. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. Echad minchat chote ve'echad kol ha'menachot shekimatzan zar, onen, tfuyom, mechusar begadim, mechusar kipurim, shlevachatz yadav v'raglav, arel, tamei, yoshev, omed agabe kelim, agabe behema, agabe raglei chavero, pasul. Okay, now we're going to learn whether it's the minchat chote, remember what that is? That's the olevi yore, that you can't afford the animal, you can't afford the bird. Right? Those are in those unique cases, the yediyat hatuma, and when you forgot you were tamei, you didn't testify when you had testimony. A bunch of different cases we learned already with the Korban Olevi Yored, where it's the sliding scale offering, where you bring if you can't afford an animal, you can't afford a bird, you bring a mincha. So that's called the Minchat Chote. So the Minchat Chote or any of the other Minachot, obviously the Gemara is going to say, why do you specify the Minchat Chote? You could have just said all the Minachot. Okay, so why does it say that? In all these cases, if a zar did the kmitza, remember the kmitza is where the kohen sticks his three middle fingers, he scoops up a bit of the dough, and then he brings that, burns that on the mizbech, and then the rest of the mincha is allowed either to the kohen, right, usually to the kohen. So if the zar did the kmitza, or an onen, a kohen who's an onen for a dead person, right, someone, a relative died, and hasn't had the burial yet, or tvul yom, or the kohen went in the mikvah, but it hasn't yet been sunset, or mechusar begadim, or he doesn't have the big day kuna, or mechusar kippurim, he did the tefillah, he waited for the night, however, he hasn't yet brought his korbanot on day number 8, in the unique case where you have to bring a korban on day number 8, like metzora, zav, etc. Shelo rachatz yadav v'raglav, he didn't do, you have to wash your hands and feet from the water, from the kiyor, from the sink, from the basin. Arel, he doesn't have a brit milah, we're obviously talking about a kohen who was allowed not to have a brit milah, but he's an arel. Tamei, he's impure. Yoshev, he's sitting while he's doing the avodah takmitza. You have to stand. Omer al gabei kelim, he's standing, but not directly on the floor. He's standing, there's something in between him and the floor, al gabei behema, or al gabei raglei chavero, on his friend's feet. Pasul. Okay? That's, the kmitza is disqualified.
So funny.
Stand on his friend's feet. Kamatz bismol, pasul. If he does the kmitza bismol, it's no good with his left hand. He has to do it with his right hand. Ben Batera Omer, but Ben Batera says if he did it bismol, yachzir v'yachzor v'yikmotz b'yamin. He just has to put it back in the klisha, right, that it was in, and then do the kmitza again with yad yamin. He can fix it. Okay, what sounds like Tanakh says you can't fix it. Kamatz v'ala b'yadot tzror o gerger melach o kort shalifonah. If when he was doing the kmitza, it's supposed to be with the shemen mixed with the solet, with the flour, the fine flour. What if a rock got in there, and while it got picked up in his kmitza that he did, or a piece of salt, or a piece of part of the frankincense? Pasul. If you remember, with the mincha, they brought the frankincense, so it could be a bit of it got in there. It's pasul. Mipnei shamru, hakometz hayater v'chaser pasul. If you take a kmitza that's more or less, it's pasul. Ve'ezu hayater shekmatzo mevorats. If you took more than the three fingers, you somehow grabbed extra. You only use the tips of your fingers. You didn't use your whole fingers. Okay, so that means it has to be an exact shiur. So if it's not the exact shiur, it's funny. It's an exact shiur. Exact shiur based on the fingers, the size of the fingers of the kohen. Right? It's not like a... But he has to do his finger size. And if you do any more or less, so if you have something in there, it's going to end up being less. So it's no good. So the Gemara starts out. Lama li l'midna achad minchat chote v'achad kol ha'menachot. Why does it say the minchat chote or all the menachot? Litni kol ha'menachot shekmatzan zer va'onen. It should have just said all the menachot. Why did it have to say minchat chote and all the menachot? It just could have said all the menachot. So they say l'Rabbi Shimon itzrich. You need it according to Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, the Braita says, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Bidin hu shetei minchat chote tu'una shemenu levona. We learned this already. The minchat chote in theory should have had oil and livona that went along with it. Shelo yehe chote niskar, so that someone who sins doesn't benefit that, oh, he gets to bring a simple mincha, but he has to bring extra stuff with it. Umipnei mayin atuna, so why did they say it doesn't need? Shelo yehe korbano muhudar, because they didn't want it to be a beautiful korban. Right? They shouldn't have the chote, someone who sinned, bring some really beautiful offering, so they didn't bring it with the extra stuff. Ubedinu shetei chatat chelev tuna nesachim. And the chatat chelev, if you bring a chatat for eating chelev, a sacrifice, now we're moving off of menachot. Also, it should have been brought with the nisachim, like the extra libations, like most sacrifices. Shelo yehe chote niskar. So you shouldn't say, oh, you sinned, and now you have to bring less. Umifnei mayin atuna. Shelo yehe korbano muhudar. Again, why don't we let him do it? Because we don't want him to have this beautiful korban. So, what does this have to do with our Mishnah? Sal kadat hachaminu, you would have thought, ho'il v'amar Rabbi Shimon, shelo yehe korbano muhudar. Ki kamtze lepsulim nami titkashir. You would have thought, if Rabbi Shimon holds, we have this concept that we don't want his korban to be so special, so maybe it would be okay if Azara did it also. And therefore, they come to teach you, even the minchat chotei, according to Rabbi Shimon, is pasul if Azara does it. Okay, you might have thought to apply this logic of Rabbi Shimon further and say, oh, well, then it doesn't have to be done specially by a Kohen. Because we could say, oh, well, his Korban doesn't have to be so mehudar. Again, we're like mixing terminology, right? There's mehudar because you added stuff to it. And there's mehudar because the Kohen does it. Right? There's all these, just like the end of Zvachim was also, we're mixing different things. In Of Baal Mum and Kedushat Zman, Kedushat the object, Kedushat, right? This is also mixing a bunch of things. So, ki kam zeh lipsulim nami titkasher kam mashmalan. That's why he teaches you even according to Rabbi Shimon. So now they say, yachi hatam nami litne. Well, if you're going to say that, okay, we didn't start at the beginning of Menachot, but the beginning of Zvachim and beginning of Menachot are various parallel, if you recall. So, hatam nami also in Zvachim, it should say, when it talks about the Menachot, that they're pasul bazar, it should have said, echad chatat chele ve'achad kol hazvachim shekiblu daman zar ve'onen, etc. And there it just said, kol hachataot, okay, or kol hazvachim shekiblu daman. It didn't say even the chata chelev, when you might have thought, oh, well, if the chata chelev is not good because, you know, if Rabbi Shimon says, lo yehei korbano muhudar by the chata chelev, then maybe you would have thought that it's also kasher bazar, so it didn't specify it there. The lema, the Rabbi Shimon itzrich. So now, and you would have said, maybe there, right? We would have said, chata chelev, chata kol hazvachim for Rabbi Shimon. Alma kevan ditana lekol velo katani chutz mashma hachanami. And then there it didn't say, right, including the chatachelev, and it meant, it said kol, and it meant everything. So here also, kevan ditana kol velo katani chutz kulu mashma. Okay, so therefore, why did you need to say it here? So now they say, no, here is unique. Why? Itzrich, salkadat hachamina, ho ilva ukina l'resha de lo karabi shimon, seifa nami de lo karabi shimon ka mashmalan. Earlier in the Masechet, we said that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. So you might have thought that this Mishnah also doesn't match Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon would actually be Machshir Azar, where we didn't have that issue in Psachim and in Zvachim, and therefore it came to teach you that this also, this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rav, Zar Shakamatz Yachzir. Okay, so now Rav comes and says, a Zar that does Kmitza, all you have to do is put it back in, okay, like Ben Batera said. But Ben Batera said only about small. Okay, but here he says it about a Zar also. V'hanan pasal tanam. But doesn't the Mishnah say it's pasul, which sounds like it's no good anymore, it's disqualified. My pasal, pasal ad shechzir. We explain the Mishnah as, no, it means it's disqualified until you return it. Ihachi hainu Ben Batera. But then they say, well, that's the same as Ben Batera then. So they say, id ite lekomitz be'ene, lo pliga rabbanan ale de Ben Batera. So now they're going to suggest like this. They're going to reject it, but they're going to suggest first like this. If you actually put the kmitza back in, and it's all there, I was thinking about if, depending on how sticky the mincha is, right? So if it's very sticky, you can't get it all back in. But if it's not so sticky, you can get it all back in. So if it's a case where you can get it all back in, lo pliga rabbanan ale de Ben Batera, then they all agree that that's okay. You can just put it back in and redo it. Ki pligi de chaser komets. The problem is, if you can't get it all back in, Rabbanan savre lo yavi mitoch beitovi yimalena. Rabbanan say you can't bring stuff from your house, fill it up. I mean, I don't think it means really from your house, literally, but you can't add more to it to get the shear of the mincha that you need and then do the kmitza. And Ben Batera savre yavi mitoch beitovi yimalena. Ben Batera says, no, you can put it back in, and even if you don't have it all back in, you can add a little more to get back to that shear. Yachi. If that's the case, then it should have said in the Mishnah, Ben Batera Omer Yachzir V'Yachzor V'Yikmotz B'Yamin. Right? Then it should have said, right, he should return it V'Yachzor V'Yikmotz B'Yamin. Then why does it say Ben Batera Omer Yachzir V'Yikmotz B'Yamin? It should have said Ben Batera Omer Yachzir V'Yavim Mitoch Beitov V'Yimalena. If that's the root of their machloket, should you bring from your house or not, then Ben Batera should have said that explicitly. V'Yachzor V'Yikmotz B'Yamin Mimbaile. So now they say, Kika Amar Rav LeBen Batera. So in fact, first we thought that Rav matched Chachamim, and that we'd somehow say Chachamim also think you could put it back in. Right now we're assuming that we're equating small and czar and everything. Now we say, no, Rav was saying according to only Ben Batera. So if you're saying according to Ben Batera, Pshita, isn't it obvious then? As Ben Batera said, you can redo it. So they say, no, Ma'u ditema akan lo kamachshir Ben Batera ela b'smol. Maybe you would have said Ben Batera only machshirs if you do it with your left hand. You can fix it with your right. Aval b'shar psulin lo kamash malan. So you might have thought, though, in other psulin it would be okay. So now they're going to say, Ma'ishna smol. Why is smol so unique? Because small, what's the assumption? Only small Ben Batera allowed, and Rav went farther to say even Azar. Why did Ben Batera say only small? Because small, on Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen's bringing his pan with the ktoret, and on the other hand, he's got the kaf, the spoon carrying the ktoret. When one is the pan and one is the spoon with the ktoret, and he has to use his left hand because he has no choice. He can't hold both in one hand. So therefore, it's already hard enough for him to balance it in two hands, but, you know, without spilling anything. Anyway, he's allowed to use two hands. So therefore, you might have thought, since that has echsher, therefore, small is allowed, but zar not. But you could say the same thing. Zar nami, ashkachal echsher b'shchita. A zar can do shchita. So what's the obvious answer? We've seen this sigur before. Shchita lav avoda. Shchita is not an avoda. And therefore, it's only an avodot that we're talking about, and kmitz is an avoda, and therefore. The low, shchita is not an avoda. V'amar b'zer, amarav. Shchita para b'zar psula. And here you see shchita parat bizarre is allowed, which shows the shchita, I'm sorry, is not allowed, which shows the shchita is an avoda, because we don't allow it by azar, and that's because it says elazar and it says chukah, and that means you have to do it exactly that way, and it says kohen there. It's to be done by a kohen, that's the elazar. So they say, no, shani parat dekotche bedek abayati. Parat is not the same as avoda in the mikdash, because it's bedek abayati. So they say, what do you mean? Lav kol dekenu? Kotche bedek habayit ba'u kuno. Kotche mizbeach lo ba'u kuno. You're going to say that the laws of kotche bedek habayit are more difficult than the laws of shchita, of animal sacrifice? Animal sacrifice is always on a higher level. So Amar Shisha, B'rei Rav Idi, Midi Tehave Amaro Nigaim, Delav Avoda Ninu Ubayi Kuhuna. So we're going to say, no, the whole issue by para is that it needs it for its own unique reason, just like Maro Nigaim. Maro Nigaim aren't a kadosh at all. That's a Kohen has to see your nega to decide it's Sarat. So therefore, where are we left with? We're going to stop here for today. We're left with that Rav said that it's also bizarre. We're going to say why, and you would have thought, if Azar does it, you can redo it. Ben Batera only said it by, and Rav is only according to Ben Batera. Ben Batera said it by small. Rav is going one step farther, saying, no, when Ben Batera said by small, you can redo it. He also meant bizarre, you can redo it. Notice it doesn't actually say in the Mishnah that he said it by small. It's just, the Mishnah is structured as such. It says, Biskamatz mismol pasul, and Ben Batera omer, yachzor v'yikmotz miyamin. It's right, you know, the truth is Ben Batera is very specific to the small because he says be a mean. You can fix it by doing it be a mean. And Rav is saying you can even do it if Azar did it. You can put it back in and redo it. And the whole thing why you would have thought only small and Rav had to tell you even Zar is because small is allowed in certain cases. Maybe that's why it could be fixed. Rav goes even farther to say even Azar. And the fact that Zar does Shchita doesn't help you. We're going to continue a little more in this issue tomorrow. Anyway, we'll continue more tomorrow. Stop here.